and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, Our Kids' Narrow View. But I'm still hearing the Four Seasons. Are you still hearing the Four Seasons? I hope not. But we're also going to talk about whatever else is on our guest's mind today. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a wonderful drop-down menu of lots of interesting options. We're doing today's show via Skype. I'm in my kitchen doing this radio show. This is an AM radio show. This is not a podcast. This is like real radio. But it's so amazing to me that tech offers such options so that I can do this show literally anywhere in the world as long as I have an internet connection. And today, born mostly out of laziness, I just didn't feel like driving up to Santa Barbara today, though usually I love it. We're doing the show via Skype. Part of it is practice because I want to get better at doing the show via Skype. I usually have the comfort of sitting across from my engineer and producer, Richard Dugan, who makes lots of faces and gestures at me. Instead, I get it via text on the Skype chat room. So it's much different, and he gives me countdowns to do the show properly. So I like the challenge. It's also a little weird to sit in my living room, not my living room, my kitchen, staring at my refrigerator and speaking to people via radio on a stool. I mean, it's just the funniest thing, but it's so amazing. And I just love all the world's wonders. You know, I started writing a column today in the Evolution of Technology series. And I've written these for quite a while with a very dear friend of mine, Professor David Weber. And the one that we're doing right now is the Evolution of Technology, travel. And I found myself reflecting on my travel experiences in the past, explicitly and specifically my very first trip to Europe when I was 19 years old. And in doing those reflections of how we communicated, how we traveled, what we did, what it cost, it was automatically comparing and contrasting the way it was then to the way it is now. Whereas when I usually do those columns about technology, I'll talk about a rotary phone or an old princess phone that was on the wall and compare it to a new iPhone. Well, this time I didn't. I just reflected on how it was. And it was a fun walk down memory lane, but it also was an amazing reflection on how fast the world is moving. I get a big kick out of it, and I enjoy being part of it. I think what keeps us alive is if we move with it and not allow ourselves to stay stuck or not to learn new things. And I watched my parents as they got older not being able to or willing to embrace change. And I think that willingness is really what keeps our minds active, keeps us young and youthful, if not in body, certainly in spirit. And I know from my own experience, it is absolutely a way to keep your brain sharp. When I was sort of in a down period during my divorce and when I wasn't working between jobs, my mind really fell apart. I don't mean literally, I didn't go crazy or something like that, but my intellectual ability, my vocabulary simply deteriorated. Once I started writing and ramping up my work life again, I was invigorated in so many ways. Anyway, I want to say hello to my friend Kelly and her son Ryan. He is still recovering from some serious surgery, but all seems on the mend, and let's keep it that way, okay? Kelly, I think you're very special and a wonderful mom. And Ryan and Paige and Garrett and Evan, you are so lucky. I can't tell you to have a mom that cares as much as she does. And from what I have observed and heard, you have indeed one special mom. Today we have our regular lineup back again, and I'm really happy. I love my regular guests. We have Cheryl and Harley LeBon for political talk, Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy talk. So regarding current events, which I like to talk about every now and then, especially with Sherilyn, I have one word, Putin, Putin, Putin. Okay, now on to my news. First, the new Because I Said So comic strip, number 99, is called Dad the Handyman. And I really get a big kick out of how my wonderful artist, Michael Voog, chose to draw Dad in the last panel. It is so perfect, and it wasn't in my script. And that's what's called collaboration. Michael and I will be releasing soon our Kickstarter campaign, which is about raising money to fund a very high-end coffee table book of the first 100 Because I Said So comic strips, along with some amazing prizes that you can win. They call them, I think, rewards on Kickstarter. And they'll start as low as $10, and they actually go up to $1,000. Every one of them, there's 14 different award levels, I think are very special and unique to what I do and isn't just about getting a copy of the book. It's about so much more that I believe we can do and build from that book and that you participating in it can get by participating. So stay tuned. Hopefully the campaign will be launched within a week or so. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about the family dinner with sponsored Kraft recipe makers, of course, from Kraft Foods. Do you have a family dinner? I don't think it's so easy these days. And I think it's a very worthwhile topic. Whenever Dad Chat is sponsored, even though I have major brands that sponsor us, it's not about the brand. It is indirectly about the brand, but it's about the community. And the community at Dad Chat is really an awesome community of dads and moms. And if you come tonight, for local listeners, you can win two $250 Walmart gift cards. Next week, by the way, a very special guest, Peter Shankman. And coming up in October, we're going to be doing a special sponsored Dad Chat with Mars Bites. And Chris Brogan will be a guest in the future. So a lot of cool stuff is happening. You can stay in the loop at BruceSalin.com by signing up for my weekly newsletter. Just go to the homepage and fill it in. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Love That Dirty Water. Oh, Boston, you're my home. If you know that song, you're very old like me. Richard, I think it's time for a dad's point of view life lesson. Are you ready?
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salin, and this is A Dad's Point of View. This is a life lesson directed more towards men, because, well, I assert men and women are different. So, men, listen up. If you do not have men friends that you can really talk to about your life, then get out there and find them. As men grow older, marry, and have children, they all too often allow their male friendships to drift, or they become more superficial. Generally, I assert that women don't do this. It's a gender trait that, again, may not be politically correct, but it's true. Men need men in their lives. Sometimes it's best for a guy to express his fears and frustrations to another guy rather than his wife or a woman friend. So guys, be sure you have men in your life. I'm Bruce Salin. You can find me at BruceSalin.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salin, that's one of you.
Okay. I love those life lessons, and I hope you do too. We have 52 of them recorded. We're nearly out of time for this segment, and as usual, I haven't even got to the column, which is about our kids and their narrow view of the world, mostly about teenagers, but we'll get to that a little bit later. For the time being, let's listen to some commercials and come back, hopefully, with Sherilyn Harley LeBond for some political talk. Stay tuned.
Bruce Salin, you know the-